This year should be a special schus for Simcha Benecha Gittel, the Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Maase Yadav. We're continuing our series of Shurim on the Or Chadash, the Maral and Megillus Esther, page Kufnun Vav of the Machon Yerushalayim edition. The Maral writes as follows: Rabbi Yohanan Pasuk LaPischa Mehach. Rabbi Yohanan, when he would teach Megillus Esther, he would start with this Pasuk. This is Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud, Amud Beis. He would quote the Pasuk. V'kamti aleihem nu'um Hashem tzvakos v'chrati lebavil shem v'she'er v'nin v'neched nu'um Hashem. Pasuk in Yeshaya Yud Dalet Chof Beis. So I stood on them, says the Lord our God, and I cut off from Bavel shem she'er nin v'neched. What does this mean? So the Gemara darshins shem zaksav. Their ksav was cut off. Of Bavel was cut off. Rashi explains that they have no ksav of their own. They have only a ksav of another nation. V'she'er zeh haloshen. That is their language. That was also cut off. Nin zeh malchus. When it says nin, that is referring to malchus. Rashi says loshen memshala. V'chein yinon shemo yin shol v'yigdal. So Rashi learns that it is referring to Memshala, as the Gemara says, Malchus. V'neched zev Vashti. And when the Neched is going to be cut off, that's referring to Vashti. Ad kan milashan ha-Gemara. Perish. You can learn from the Megillah the ways of Hashem. Ich mishalim l'rishayim l'havidam l'gamri. How God pays off the Rishayim in order ultimately to destroy them. Moshe Nasa Nebuchadnezzar Shemelech Bavel, like God did Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Bavel, as we see in Mevlachim Beis, Chof Dalet Aleph. Shashem Yisbarach Gazer HaBavel Machus Bavel Kilyon HaMash Asu Shechivus Beis HaMikdash. So God decreed on Bavel and on Machus Bavel destruction because they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So in this Megillah, we read about the destruction of Vashti. Look in Rashi and Esther, Perak Aleph Pasuk Yates. She's the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Lav Dafka, the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar, Bas Benoi. Like it says in the Gemara in Megillah, Vashti Arisha, Bas Benoi Shel Nebuchadnezzar Arisha. So we see that that's part of the cutting off of Bavel. So what's interesting is that it isn't explicit that Vashti was killed, it's just merumas in the pasuk. Imal haMelech Tov yaseid var haMalchus melefanav shetelovo Vashti lifnei haMelech haShverush uMalchus yitein haMelech haRus haTov mimena. Rashi says dvar Malchus gzeiras Malchus shon lekamish etziva laharga asher lo tovo Vashti lekach neherga. So Rashi says she was killed, but it's not explicit in the pasuk, and this is the psicha for the whole Megillah, which what is even explicit. But I guess that's the whole word of the Megillah. Everything is hidden. Even this lesson. Mashama Shem Zaksav Perish Keshkal Uma Vuma Husbifneatsmo Mashihi Umazos. So that it says Uma is the Ksav, is the writing. Every Uma has their essence. What is this Uma? Essence of the nation. And mahut shel davar, the essence of something, is the intellectual definition, that this is how it is understood. As the Maharal says in the Gvuras Perak Mem Dalet, harosh shama sechel shumahus adam kikar adam was sechel, the ikar of person is a sechel. The Baragoli writes in Baravi Tof Aleph, amahus hu sichli, so aide mahus, by understanding the essence, you understand the. Like Rav Harman writes, "Hare al yidei hamahut, haadam omed al ikar adavah." So you use your seichel to get to the mahut, to get to the essence. That's the Maharal says. V'chol mahut utzir sichli mashehu. The mahut is milashon ma. So you use your seichel to understand what's the essence of this. And this is taught by the ksav, by the writing, by their form of writing, because the writing is a means by which a person is, by which chachma is conveyed to other people. Chetushi Agadon Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis Haksav Utsiur Hasichli Sharei Kasher Ukasuv Yochel Lilmod B'tsiur Hasichli Masher Kasuv Lufanav. So you don't have to actually say it, you just write it down, and that's how the wisdom is conveyed. So that's the ksav. The ksav is the tziur of the seichel. It's the picture of the seichel. So every nation has their own essence, and that's expressed in the ksav, and therefore every nation has their own ksav. As the Maharal writes in the Teferis Perek Samach Dalet, Ki Ein Safek, every Uma has their own ksav, because every Uma has their own essence, and the ksav expresses their essence. So the ksav is going to be cut off, and they're not going to have the same essence they had before. And this is called a shame. What is shame? Shame is the ksav. Why is shame ksav? Because ksav is the mahus, ksav is the essence, and the shame is the essence. When you have a shame, that expresses the essence. When you want to know the essence of a sus, of a horse, so take what a samach means, and what a vav means, and what a samach means. And if you know that, if you know the Kabbalistic secrets of the letters, then you understand what the essence of a horse is. And that's a shame. A shame is the essence. So only Adam could call Shemos, because he understood their essence, like we see in the Torah. Shema Kagara, and that's why we changed the name of the Chole. So it's a different essence. V'amra Kasev Kidavar Zeh Haya Mavid Mehem Hamahus Shayel Lehem Kodem Ad Shelo Yiel Lehem Mahus HaRishon. And that's what happened. Their essence was destroyed. V'lakach Mak Shehikshu V'Toysfis. What about Tosis Kasha? That Bubble Dove does have a ksav? But Dove Ze no Kasha, this isn't a Kasha. Kim Adain Yesh Biadam Ksav Ze, Zel Bishfil Shahaya Lahem Kvar Ksav, Vinishar Ksav Etzlam Bishfil Shahurgulub Ksav Shahelam Kvar, Komokomero Shihelam Ksav Acher Shenevad Minoma Hushalam Kvar, Rakamishum Shahaya Kvar Biadam Ksav Ze, Vinishar Ksav Etzlam, Dove Ze Yadul a call Maskil Inyan Ze. The Maharal quotes Tosis is asking about the ksav. They still have the same ksav, so they didn't lose their ksav. In fact, Tosis and we have says it's talking about their lashon. Shares their lashon. So Tosis asks, either still talking Aramaic. Tosis answers, "Deratz alomer lashon malchus shem alachem mishdam shem boshen shara makirim bo." So that's what was lost, the lashon of the malchus that other people don't know. So what's the Maharal's teretz? The fact that they still have the same ksav? He says, yeah, but they don't have a new ksav. Ki adan yesh biyadam ksav zeh, and that state, that's what they're murgal. But that's not significant. But it's not roy, they should have a different type of ksav. Since they lost their essence. So that's not roy, they should have a new ksav, even though that doesn't seem to be b'chlal the mashmaos of the Gemara. The Gemara says that their ksav was lost, that it's nichras, it was cut off. So this idea that something that you do machmasa hergel doesn't show anything special, because it's just done machmasa hergel, and therefore their ksav was nothing special because it was just what they were used to. We see this in the pasuk Yud Shmos Yudalad Yud Upar Hikra V'Yisvanei Sosanem V'Nim Mitzrayim Nosei Achorim Bayur Mod V'Yitzako B'nei Yisrael El Hashem. So Paro was going after them, and the Jewish people were very afraid, and they cried out to God. Rashi explains, "Vayitzaku tafsu amuna omanus avosa." They grabbed their omanut, the craft of their fathers. By Avram it says Elamakom Mishir Amad Sham. By Yitzchak it says Lasuch Basade. By Yaakov it says Vayivka Bamakom. So this is, we see the Elvis Davin, the Gur Aryeh says, Dein Loim Rashay Yitzchak and Giderachat Sadikim Shem Yitzchak and Beis Tzara. They were slow and actually, we can't say they were crying like a person cries when he's in Eis Tzara, because they were complaining. They were saying Elo Tov Lano Avodas Mitzrayim. Rather, it's Umnas Avoisam. That was the Minag Avoisam. Goyim Shebachutz Laris Einam Obdei Vodazara Minag Avoseim Bideim. So they're only doing it out of Minag. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Ma'abed Mibavel as Mahusam. So they're not roy for a ksav, but the fact that they're not roy for a new ksav, but the fact that they have their old ksav, so that's really nothing special. And this is known to anybody who's maskil b'inyan zeh. And the Jewish people, Taka, we find that their ksav was changed because we were yored mimal aseinu, like we see in the Heilige Gemara in Sanhedrin Chof Beis Amar Aleph. Rabbi Omer Batil, originally the Torah was given b'ksav Ashuris, and when they sinned it was lost from them, and then they got it back. And the Tiferes Yisrael, he writes, ki aksav mesiachis l'chol umma v'umma b'ksav Ashuris hazeh shu'umu ushu shabaosios mesiachis l'umma ha'kdosha. So this ksav ashur is m'ushur shebaosios. It's a very strong, powerful language, and it relates to us. There's something special about ashuri that relates to Am Yisrael. It's very special, and when we sinned, we lost it, and then when we did tshuva, we got it back. So we see that because we lost our Milo, we lost our Ksav. So why don't we see that by Bavel? Why do we say no? Because they didn't get any new Ksav. And the Ksav that they already had, they were Murgal, they're just doing it by rote, by habit, but it's nothing special. So why should we lose our Milo and they not lose their Milo? We lost our Ksav, they didn't lose their Ksav. But Nira Bezeh says, Rabbi Hartman, that the ksav that the Jewish people have is not a ksav that the other nations have, it's a ksiva of Torah. But this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we quoted, is talking about ksivas kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore there's this hadadiyut, there's this mutuality, this dual mutuality between the ksav and the Jewish people. On one hand, the ksav expresses the essence of the nation, like with other nations, and there's also Kisvei HaKodesh expresses the common destiny of the Torah with Am Yisrael, like we see in the Sefer HaTeferis and Perek Nunvav, that when we're Bepizur, the Torah is Bepizur. Yisrael Kodesh Brichu V'Araisu Chad Heim. And in the Pachad Yitzchak in Maimor Yud, Oz Gimel and Chanukah, he explains this. So therefore, as far as we're talking about the Ksav, so we can say that the Ksav Rishon stayed with the nation Machmasa Hergel. So it's nothing new. Now the Gemara again says it was lost, but he says Maskilim understand that that doesn't mean anything. The fact that they still have the same Lashon is like it was lost, because it's just Machmasa Hergel. So they can keep their old Lashon, but we are one with our Ksav is also the Ksav of the Torah, and therefore when we go down, the Ksav of the Torah also goes down. And Mimela, we lost the Ksav of the Torah. When we went down, because that reflects us. Continues the Maharal. Nimsa hadavar befoal. Fikach pirshu kisher ze loshon ki aloshon hu motzi hadavar dibor la nigla. Velakach yikar atzura sheyada nimsa befoal loshon ki aloshon yotzi ala nigla v'nimsa befoal. Ve'od ki kamosh yadibor tzuras adam shari nikar adam chayim v'davar kach aloshon nechshav tzuras kol uma. Davar ze yeh ma'abid min baba v'lo yelam tzuras ha'uma she'elahem kodem. So the Maharal says that every nation has their own form, because every nation is special, is unique. And difference between Mahus and Surah, we said the Ksav is the Mahus of the nation, and the Tsura and the Lashon is the Maharal says, is the Tsura form of the nation, because the Mahus of the nation is something intellectual, it's conceptual, but Tsura isn't something conceptual. Tsura is the Hotzas HaDavar El HaPoel. Tsura is how it is expressed in this world. And therefore, She'er Zeh Lashon, because Lashon is Motzi Davar El HaNigle. Lashon is what expresses it. So, Lashon is a tongue, and Lashon is also a language. And what the tongue and the language both do is that they are Motzi HaDavar El HaNigle. Hadibur al haniglet. It takes the hidden dibur, which is in our mind, and then it expresses it, and therefore it's called lashon, because that is when it has its surah, when it has a concrete form, when it isn't just in the abstract, as is the mahus of the nation, but here is when it's actualized, it's brought to fruition. Mahut is the hagdara sichlit le'inyana pnimi shel ha'uma. Every umma has their sar, and the sar is the koach ha-pnimi shel ha-umma. That's the mahut, that's the conceptualization, the intellectual conceptualization of the essence of the nation. Tsura is the external form that is special for every nation, like their lashon and their other ways of behaving, and that's the difference between the shame and the she'er. Shame is the ksav, and the she'er is the lashon. So the language of the nation is called Lashon because it's like the tongue, just like a tongue expresses the essence of what the person wants to say, what's in the person's mind. So to the language of the nation expresses the essence of the nation. And a person is called a Chai. Chai Medaber, that's the Tzuras HaAdam, that's the essence of a person, that he's a speaking creature. A ruach memalala, and so too a lashon is the tsura of the nation. The essence of the nation is their language. You can tell a lot by the language that people use. There's a lot of depth to language, a very deep philosophical topic which we can't talk about now, but we've discussed in the past, hopefully in the future. And this was lost to Bavel. They lost their tsura. Okay, we have tons more to say, obviously, thousands and thousands of more shiurim, if God gives us life, b'li neder, b'li neder, b'li neder. So much more to say. And we should be so chalumot ulam, idlishma v'las, l'kaim, z'kol, d'vay, samot, v'yahava, v'yamein, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.